Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a Spencer Davis group. Bring us back. Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Deaney, the author of Hunting in a Farmer's World, award-winning book. Ladies and gentlemen, an outstanding book that I encourage you to check out. It absolutely needs to be on your desk. Your should already be dog-eared and have yellow stickers coming out of it like mine is. And John, thanks again for being here. You're still managing Tab Board groups, aren't you?
Yes, I'm working as an independent contractor. I had three boards that I did myself. We had
right.
We had many others that we had contractors doing, but
mm-hmm.
The three I had myself had an average. I think my members' average tenure is around 12 or 12 and a half years.
We've
worked together for so long. I can't imagine not working with them. I'm sure they can imagine not working. As a matter of fact, one of my groups last month spent a half hour debating whether Alexa could replace me and they could have just as good a result.
A whole half hour, huh?
Yeah.
So one of the things John has learned, folks, in his career is how these companies are made up, what makes the owner tick, what they've had to do to get the business ready to move on to the next set of owners, whether it be their children or being acquired or whatever, or maybe even just closed up. And so that's what you're working on these days. And one of the things I know you've written about recently is what you call the unsellable company.
Yes.
And there, I think I'm sorry to say that I think most small businesses are unsellable.
Certainly a lot of them. There are a couple of features that, you know, small businesses, traps they fall into, let's call it that. And the biggest one, and you and I have talked about it, you've talked about it with others and other authors, is owner centricity.
Yep.
You know, the more you work in your business, the less it is worth. And nobody wants to buy a company that's run by somebody that makes every decision, that has to put their hand on every process,
yep,
every day, that has to be there all the time.
Or that is the brand.
Right. Or people only buy from him or her.
They don't even
know the company's name.
People might think, John, that I was being disrespectful, or how could the small business advocate say most small businesses aren't sellable? That's a really hateful thing to say. Well, guess what, folks? Two reasons. Number one, I've seen it. Number two, John, I are one.
That's true. You know, I couldn't take your show over, and I am too. I mean, I'm basically a solo consultant with four or five employees.
I am the brand, for good or ill. I'm the brand, and it can be converted. It could be moved over. So my point, folks, is what we're talking about is not to be disrespectful or unkind or anything. We're talking about the cold hard facts here.
And you need to start with a reality. You know, I'm not going to sell my business. I am the brand. I do the consulting personally. I generate the revenue personally. I know that. I have my plan. My plan calls for my exit at a point in the future.
But you kind of already
with enough money to retire on.
You kind of did that, though, John. You built up your Tab Board's organization, and you were able to convey that into somewhat of an exit. So, I mean, you did do that, but where you are right now, you're exactly right.
Right. I'm a Medicare beneficiary opening an internet startup. I'm out of my cut and pick and mind. But you know, entrepreneurs have to be entrepreneurs. We just do what we do.
But one of the things you talked about, owner centric. That's one of the things that you talk about in the article. The other
mm-hmm.
is the financial records. They usually aren't there like they should be.
Right.
The business hasn't been established to the point where somebody else could take it and leverage it and not only make a living themselves but pay you for it.
Right. Well,
right?
Customer concentration. I had a family business where the family sat down with me and said they wanted a nice high price for the business because they had did millions of dollars with one customer in a commodity product with no contract, and the customer could change suppliers tomorrow.
You, of course, nobody in the right mind would give them more than a couple of bucks for a company like that.
Right. Nobody wants to take that kind of risk. They're used to it. They've lived with it for 30 or 40 years, but it's not going to appeal to a buyer.
No, especially somebody who's going to have to pay them. I mean, they didn't have to pay for their company. They got it through sweat equity, right?
Right, right. But started, but, bootstrapped it up like many of us. You know, and now it has millions of dollars of revenue and profit, but it's completely undependable. No outsider is going to take that on. And if they already have a relationship with that big customer and they're just adding your products, they're not going to pay a premium price for it.
And for all we know, that customer, and it's hard to imagine there is still a company like this these days, that customer is still doing business with them because of those people, not and might not feel any kind of loyalty or attraction to the next person.
Oh, there certainly is.
Even if the numbers are still there.
I don't even think they're loyal to these people. This is a huge, like, Fortune 100 company that I think it just hasn't been convenient to them to go with anybody else.
They don't bleed. Only the people they do business with bleed.
Right.
So, the financial records, way too many times the financial records aren't there. I wish I had a nickel for every time I talked to a small business owner who wanted to sell, and I said, how much you want for your company? They said, $1 million.
Yeah.
Just a nice round number, right?
And maybe, because that's what I need to retire comfortably.
And maybe they could justify $25,000 because they had $50,000 worth of inventory.
Right. Right.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to get John to wrap all this up in a bow for us after these messages. John Deeney, give us the website, John, quickly.
My author speaker stuff is at johnfdeeney.com, and my exit planning business is MPNINC, MPNincorporated.com.
Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.